This is the Big K Morning Show, and very excited to welcome Olivia Babcock from the University of Pittsburgh, number one ranked volleyball Panthers. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
So you come to us from Los Angeles, California. You're a sophomore at Pitt, and you're the player of the year. How's that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, you know, the weather change from California, probably not the best, but
what?
You know, everything else I'm super excited about. I love it here, so it feels great.
Yeah, what got you to, obviously, Pitt was playing at a high level, and you've helped take them to another level and hopefully take them to a national championship, but kind of walk us through the recruiting process that got you to come to Pittsburgh.
It was really easy to just feel loved here. I feel like the second I landed here on my visit, I already felt like I was part of the team. It really didn't feel like I was being hosted. It just felt like I was one of them immediately. And then the coaching staff was just so supportive and so comforting. And I feel like a lot of people will just tell you what you want to hear, but I feel like the coaching staff was really honest with me. And it was very clear, and I really respected that. And I just feel like their honesty, like, tied with the team dynamic and culture, it just made me realize that this was the place for me. And I think, honestly, it was the best decision I've ever made. So,
and yeah. Your coach is ACC Coach of the Year, Dan Fisher. He seems to have the love and respect of his players for obvious reasons, you now being one of them.
Yeah, Fish is a great coach, a great person, a great mentor. I feel like he's just, every day in the gym, he pushes us to be the best version of ourselves. And even when we're not on the court, he's always pushing us to be the best version of ourselves. And he's just someone I really look up to. So I'm really glad I get to be coached by him. And he has a lot of knowledge of the game. So I feel like he's finding success. And, you know, I'm just really proud of him and proud to play for him.
Well, women's volleyball, as you know, is really taken off. And especially here in Pittsburgh with the success of the team over the last 4 years. And hosting those games last weekend, huge crowds at the Pete. And now the Final Four again for the fourth season in a row. And you're going to face the home team, Louisville, with a chance to move on to the championship game. They're a tough opponent. So give us your scouting report of the Cardinals.
Well, I mean, you know, we know this team. We've played them a few times this season. We're just, honestly, I feel like this time around when we play them, it's more about us than them. Just knowing that fourth year in a row going to the Final Four, this year we won it even more than the past years. And I feel like just going out strong, we know that they're a tough opponent every single time we play them. So we just know that we have to just focus on our side, playing our game, and just locking in on the little things that have helped us find success this entire season.
And that said, if you able, 6:30, by the way, Thursday night, in Louisville, and then it'll depend on what Nebraska and Penn State do. There is the possibility, obviously, of a Pitt-Penn State national championship game. I don't have to tell you, around here, that would be wild.
Yeah, that would be so amazing. Oh, one can only dream, though. Who knows how it's going to go, but that would be so fun. That would be exciting.
Well, I love the fact that so many people are turning out. I love the support that you're getting, and I just want to wish you and the Panthers all the best. I just got a text from a friend. They're having a big watch party and gathering a bunch of Pitt alumni. So do your thing, Olivia, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Thank you so much.
All right.
It was fun being here.
You got it. Olivia Babcock, the player of the year. And the Panthers, again, 6:30 on Thursday night, will try to beat Louisville to go to the national championship game. And we'll keep you posted here on KDK. And a shout out to our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, who's done the play-by-play. Amanda King, who also works with our team. They're passionate about what they do. And it must be fun to have a chance to get back in the Final Four for the University of Pittsburgh.